Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is Sayonara, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Scratched Up Radio Theater. It's mid-June 1974. Two friends, Elliot and Joe, both 16, are high and monitoring CB radio when they hear something totally unexpected on a police band radio frequency.
These are cops.
Their transmitter's stuck. They don't know they're broadcasting.
I think he's banging her.
I want to cut in. Hey, Dick, put it back in your pants.
Nah, give me that headset.
What are you gonna do?
Want to listen more.
Where's my gun?
What are you kidding? Finish. Your belt is scratching my thighs.
I don't want to accidentally shoot myself.
I'm going to shoot you if you don't finish.
Oh, yeah.
Don, this is on.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer. It was good for
no,
me, too.
No, Don, the Motorola. You stupid.
Oh, my God. Cops doing it. Kojak, bang, bang.
One Adam 12. I have a coitus in progress at the corner of... Where are we?
Where are they, you mean?
They're on the radio. I wish there was some way to track the location of their signal. Pass that. More?
Nah, pinch it. Save it for the game tonight. Why?
I don't know, so we know where they were?
Why?
Why? I don't know, you douche. Why not? Don't you want to see him giving the old in-out? Say no more?
Not really.
Come on, yes you do.
You think they heard us?
No. Why would you say that?
Jennifer and Don.
What's that supposed to mean?
What the hell, dude? Can you help me occupy my brain?
I need someone to show me the things in life that I can't find.
You calling me paranoid, Elliot?
No, Joe. Schizoid. Though you kinda are. I was referring to the names of the cops.
Jennifer. That's a nice name.
I like the way she moaned.
Yeah, I bet she's hot in real life.
Hot cherry, bend over.
Shh, someone's gonna hear you.
Let him, what the hell?
I have homework. Meet me at the ticket booth before the game.
I need Visine and a couple of mints.
Don't look at me.
They're in your backpack.
I gave them to Harvey.
Good planning.
Just go rip off the Rexalls on your way home.
I'm going to law school one day. I'm not going to blow that with a criminal record. Blow this.
Just say you went swimming. Too much chlorine in the pool.
My mother's not going to believe that.
Be persuasive, Mr. Barrister.
Persuasive? I can be persuasive.
Of course you can. Now, meet me at the stadium in 2 hours, in front of the ticket booth.
I heard you the first time. Don't be a dick.
Elliot, over here!
They could sell tickets on campus days ahead of time and save us all this madness.
There you go, making sense. I don't know why we just don't jump the fence.
I'm not doing that. Why aren't you in line?
Already bought them. Here you go.
Thanks.
De nada.
Tickets. What's in your backpack?
Look for yourself. Just a few Guatemalan bananas covered in tsetse flies. I get peckish.
Get lost.
We're moving right along, sir.
I can't eat crap from the snack stand. It messes with my digestion, sir.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You just like messing with people.
And you don't?
Shut up.
Harvey!
Please welcome the visiting team, the Hogan High Spartans!
Harvey!
I can't hear you.
He has my Visine and mints.
Screw that, I'll buy more tomorrow.
That doesn't help us tonight. You know, since you're carrying our pot, you really should carry our cloaking tools.
Oh, now that's my responsibility.
Forget it.
Where are you going?
To get my stuff.
I'm not waiting around. Oh, crap. Wait up!
Ow. Would you watch it? Ow.
What?
Pull away.
Hey.
Ow.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Ah, young disciples, your guru awaits. What brings you to the mountaintop?
Got my vicey.
Don't forget your breath mints.
Alas, seekers, I have given them forth, and like all fleeting earthly possessions, they have not returned.
Got kicked in the shins coming up here.
Dude, chill. You know the Glee Squad will be performing my new cheer mere minutes from now?
You didn't. Not the one you passed me in math class.
The very same.
Taking the field are your very own Vintage High Crushers!
Woo! Yeah! Yeah!
We have time to partake if you brought the ganja.
I did. Though shouldn't we go under the bleachers?
Screw these peasants. What are they going to say?
I have to agree with my level-headed friend here. Public consumption is not always advisable.
Pass me the pipe, weed and lighter. You guys can watch me get stoned.
Oh, whatever. White punks on dope.
White punks on dope.
Other dudes are living in the ghetto.
Born
in Pacific Heights, don't see much better.
Shut up!
Ooh, harsh critic.
Harsh in my buzz.
Buzzkill. Mellow out, you asshole.
We're crushers, not commies. We're winos, not whiners. You got a problem? Tell it to your mommy. Our state of mind is a state so fine. Submit to the guru, going down in flames, in flame. Crusher, say it loud, say it proud. ICBM, bomb 'em, bomb 'em. ICBM, bomb 'em, bomb 'em.
Like that little Cold War reference?
Clever.
How did you get him to go along with that?
All you need to do is convince one of them. The rest follow along like sheep.
I can't listen to any more of this.
Okay, Harvey. My friend here has come down with a case of acid reflux, and we must be going.
Sorry to hear that. Catch you on the flip side, gents.
B.A.
All right, everybody, up for the kickoff. Here we go! Go Crusher!
Woo!
Now what do you want to do?
I'm hungry.
I can go for chicken. Kentucky Fried?
Nah. Didn't you read about the guy getting caught jerking off into the batter?
No, I didn't. That happened to Jack in the Box, too.
Counselor, perhaps you're referring to Jack off in the Box.
Your Honor, my client is a chronic masturbator and he throws himself at the mercy of the court.
Bailiff, bailiff, whack his pee-pee, whack his pee-pee!
That is so sick.
So sick. Okay, forget food. Maybe just brownies or pizza.
That's still food, douche.
No, burgers are food. Brownies and pizza are fuel.
Hey, Wacky Tunes is still open.
So?
So, I want to peruse the stacks.
You came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away, oh Mandy.
I wouldn't send her away.
You wanted to peruse the stacks.
You are correct, sir. I am perusing her stacks.
What is tall, shapely, and armed with twin howitzers?
Jennifer, what have you got in your hot little hands?
Jennifer?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What are the odds?
I don't know, Professor. You tell me.
Professor, I have aspirations in that direction, though I think a beard might help sell it.
Not a full beard. A goatee.
Bye, Mel.
You'll be back to return it. That album sucks.
Hey, the girl likes what she likes.
Hey, what are you two tykes doing sniffing around the patchouli oils? I just got those in. Don't be messing with them.
I wasn't. We weren't.
You got the new Rolling Stones album?
Goat's Head Soup came out last year. You bought it last week. What's the what?
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? What's the game, kiddos?
We are endeavoring to select and purchase goods in your fine establishment.
Okay, Junior Undercover Dickwads. I don't sell pot in here, and if I did, I wouldn't be stupid enough to do that here in my actual establishment where I have my life savings invested.
Who was that girl?
Come again, I can't hear you. I have an infarction in my ear.
Ha, ha, ha.
Get out.
Come on.
Please?
Please?
You called her Jennifer.
Oh, aren't you the bright one? That's because her name is Jennifer Douche. Jennifer Ferrillo, if you must know.
And what does Miss Ferrillo do for a living?
You'd like to know what she does for a living?
Yes, sir, we would.
Well, unfortunately, she doesn't run a daycare, so you two babies are out of luck.
Oh, come on, Mel.
Somebody else is going to have to wipe your little tushies.
Really, Mel, after all the records we've bought, I'm even going to buy this patchouli oil. My, my, what a delightful fragrance.
You opened it, you bought it, $350 plus tax. What is it with you? Is it you too? Or just you, Mr. Spin Doctor?
Spin Doctor?
PR man, media flack, one who spins compelling story in an effort to persuade. You savvy, Kemosabe?
I get you. I think it's both of us. Or it's just me.
Way to obfuscate, Mr. Clausen. No wonder Nixon loves you. All right, look, she's a cop. So I don't suggest screwing around. Just take the patchouli oil and beat off, or whatever you kids do on a Friday night.
You're kind of sick, you know that?
And you keep coming back to buy my stuff.
It's good stuff.
Thank you. Now get lost. It's almost 9, closing time.
Sayonara, Mel. I need to think.
I need to eat.
I need to eat too.
Well, one does not preclude the other.
Dairy Queen?
Given the alternatives, seems like a safe bet.
Jennifer Ferrillo. I like that name. Do you like that name?
You should. She's Italian.
I don't discriminate.
Don't you have a preference?
Never thought about it.
What if she were Jewish?
You'd like that.
I suppose. Though I do have a thing for Mormons.
Yeah, that's never made sense to me.
They're so tormented. I just want to help them.
Help me, help me. I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
Funny. Didn't you get anything out of our psychology class? There are people out there that need help.
You're thinking about a very narrow class of people. Brunettes with big brown eyes, between 5'5" and 5'9".
Your point being?
You may like that they're all twisted up, but have you thought about what you may find when you get inside their heads?
That's part of the thrill. So, Jennifer Ferrillo.
What about her?
That's what I'm wondering.
Like, what do we do now?
We have her name, we know she's a cop, so it's more than likely she's the one we heard on the CB radio.
Okay, okay, I want to know more.
Like, what is she like? What is she really like?
I was thinking more along the lines of, where does she live?
We can speculate, put together what we do know.
I'd like to know where she lives.
In town, isn't that enough?
I'd like to know her address.
Are you done eating? I think there's a party somewhere.
Can I have that last of your Coke? My mouth is dry.
You're nervous. Here. Drink.
Thanks.
Are you going to carry that bottle of patchouli oil all night? I think it might be leaking.
I don't know. It's in my backpack. I'm not throwing it away.
Let's go.
Joe! Elliot! Every picture tells a story, and you two?
Hey, Chuck.
Wandering the streets of Napa on a lonely Friday night, looking to get laid, and our two lads have struck out.
Love that mixed metaphor.
Whatever.
We didn't strike out.
We're just getting started. What are you doing?
As you can see, I have the awesome responsibility of manning the keg.
Got stuck with, you mean?
This is my enterprise. Are you drinking or not?
Of course we are.
A dollar each, gentlemen. You also owe me $10, you know that, right?
Must have got lost.
Must have got lost somewhere down the line.
All right, get lost.
I know I owe you. I'll find you.
Hey, Rapunzel.
Hey, Reputa. Reputa the Buta.
You smell like hippies.
Let's go, I'm bored.
Still have a full beer.
Drink it, pour it out. I don't care.
It's Michelob.
Oh, God, come on. I feel like we're wasting time.
It's not even midnight.
I need to know.
Know what? What? Seriously.
Where she lives. Where does she live?
It's late. What are you gonna do?
It's not even midnight.
Alright. Screw it. Here, want a beer?
Sure.
Let's go. What are you doing?
We don't have her address. Here! Wait, there's a Farillo, but it's Leo, not Jennifer.
Well, well. I think our little Miss Barry Manilow might be married.
What?
She's married. You get what's going on now, right?
She was cheating on her husband? With another cop?
So, let's go.
Okay, the address isn't far.
No, I mean, drop this.
Don't you want to see her? In her element?
Listen, Billy Pilgrim, I have no interest in seeing Montana Wildhack and her hubby.
Some Tralfamadorian you are.
You're not Vonnegut, and I'm not interested in observing a total stranger in her element.
Sure you are.
The whole thought of doing this is making me very, very nervous.
I know. It's so absolutely exciting.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
No. No, no. Couldn't we do this another time?
We strike while the iron is hot.
What iron? What's hot?
All right. Take a second. Let's smoke a little and go.
Okay. Good plan.
This is it. Her house.
If the shades are drawn or something, we go, right? We're not gonna break in or do anything mental.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna break into a cop's house and get shot.
Just checking.
There she is. Let's get down behind those shrubs.
She is hot.
A babe, right?
I have to hand it to you. You've got a good taste in women.
I try to hold myself to a high standard.
That's a sign of good breeding. Me, I'm willing to wallow in the mud.
Speaking of which, what the hell are we kneeling in?
Shh, look.
It's her husband.
Poor bastard.
He's a lot older.
He doesn't look especially rich. Maybe he's got a big Woody?
A massive Johnson.
An enormous Schwanstucker.
What's he wearing? Is that a coat?
More like a bathrobe.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Look.
He can't walk.
That's not her husband.
Oh gosh, let's go.
Wait, my ankle. It's asleep.
Here, lean on me. Let's go. I feel weird.
Well, you are.
Thanks.
Didn't mean it that way.
So that was who? Her father?
I suppose.
So she lives at home?
Which explains why she was doing it in a car with her boyfriend.
Who she didn't particularly like, if you recall.
She did want him to get it over with.
Yeah. Like his gun belt was scratching her thighs.
Not exactly a gentleman.
I would take her to a hotel.
A nice one with fluffy sheets and complimentary champagne.
Ooh, there you go.
I'm not going anywhere.
What do you mean?
She's your girl, not mine.
Come on, I'm just dreaming, you know.
Dream big.
She's gotta be 10 years older than me.
Maybe not. I'll bet she's closer to 22 than 26.
That's not much older than we are, is it?
Like I said, dream big.
You're really not much help.
Sorry.
Coffee somewhere? I need to think.
The Fox and the Grapes are open late.
Let's go.
Sit anywhere, guys. What can I do for you?
Coffee for me, same for my depressed friend.
Depressed?
He just lost the love of his life.
Elliot, do you mind?
Well, I have just the thing for you. Do you like pie?
He's lousy at math. That's not going to cheer him up.
Ignore my friend. I love pie.
What's your name?
It's Joe.
For you, Joe, on the house. Him, I'm charging double.
Oh, come on.
Blueberry, okay?
I love blueberry.
Aren't you going to ask me?
No, you're having what he's having. Give me a minute. I gotta get these bikers' orders so they don't wreck the place. Then I'll be back with your pie.
I love pie. I love blueberry.
So? I do. Shut up.
Did you see the way her hips moved as she walked away?
I did. Very nice.
Nice. They say when a girl's hips move like that, that she can really do it.
Like, get it on?
Like, bang a gong, buddy boy. Hump like there's no tomorrow.
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're trying to distract me from Jennifer.
Jennifer who?
Come on, I haven't been able to stop thinking about her all night.
Until now.
What's that supposed to mean?
Here you go. I think you're going to like the pie.
Thank you.
If you need anything else, just wave.
If she said pie one more time, my hard-on was about to get a hard-on.
You are so weird. But you're right, you know. I haven't thought about Jennifer since we walked in here.
Because you're not overthinking stuff.
True.
It's a Zen thing.
I don't meditate.
I do. You should read Be Here Now. Ram Dass, man, he's a pretty bright dude.
Your point being?
Instead of trying to fit yourself into situations that have nothing to do with you, and Jennifer doesn't even know you exist, right?
You're right.
Just take hold of what's really happening.
Like this coffee. Like this pie.
Like her pie, dumbass. Couldn't you tell she was coming on to you?
She was, wasn't she?
She was.
You're pretty smart.
So are you. Get a number on the way out, see where it goes.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hola.
Look who we found at Chuck's party.
ICBM, whatever.
I love that.
She loves it. What are you two losers doing? Isn't it past your bedtimes?
Scoot over.
Not hanging out with you.
Very funny. Joe, Chuck says you owe him $10.
Oh, come on, Harvey. Be nice.
And you smell funny.
I said be nice. Though, I must say.
It's patchouli. It leaked.
Long story.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's actually kind of nice.
I gotta go.
Oh, don't go.
Please. We just got here.
Ah, let him go. Anything you girls need, I got you covered.
Ew.
What's that supposed to mean? What did I say?
You sure?
Yeah, I have a big test on Monday and I'm gonna be worthless tomorrow.
Okay, buddy.
I'll see you.
Don't forget.
I won't. On my way out.
Oh, we're going to miss you.
He stopped to talk to the waitress.
Yep.
Does he know her?
Not yet.
Sayonara!
Bye, Joe! Bye!
You have been listening to Sayonara, written by Joe Graceffo. Our cast featured Silas Harris as Elliot, Rudy Lechurgian as Joe, Jim Dowling played the mail cop, Mel, the ticket taker, and was the voice of the PA system. Sarah Lisette Stauffer as Jennifer, the female cop, and Irene. Joran Antero Toll as Harvey, and Dan Beckman as Chuck. Laura Christensen played the waitress and Karen. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on listeners' donations and underwriting by local businesses and agencies. If you would like to help keep our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065.
Hey, it's Lily from Scratched Up Radio Theater. We're always on the lookout for experienced stage and voiceover actors. It's fun and easy to be part of our radio cast. No memorization or costumes or makeup. If you're interested, please call 530-319-9332. That's 530-319-9332.
This is Sydney Ahern, and you're listening to KKRN at 88.5 FM, Round Mountain.